May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we've all heard about learning a second language. Today's lessons teach us God's language, the only true language, His language of love. We are to learn it, practice it, and fulfill it. And sadly, it's not always our first language, which it should be. Because if it were our first language, true love, Jesus would not have had to come and be crucified to save us. From love comes forgiveness, God's message of forgiveness. Ours, others, all others, even people we don't think deserve it. It's not our call. It's an important lesson to learn, to accept God's forgiveness, to give it, and to share it. And how forgiveness gives and receives, how forgiveness brings love. It brings a sense of gratitude and joy. When we learn to seek and to give forgiveness, we've learned to finally put Jesus first, others second, and yourselves last. Remember that? Joy, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. Jonah's story is all about forgiveness. How at times he wanted it, but he didn't want to give it. And even got angry at God because God was so forgiving. Jonah neglected to realize or to accept the fact that the Ninevites had repented. It's all about learning to trust in God, really trust in God, trust in His way, and being willing to give up on the pleasing of ourselves, and being willing to give ourselves up to God. Now, getting back to Jonah, what bugged Jonah, I think, the most was how God changed his mind about punishing Nineveh. He was angry. Jonah was angry because they did repent. Jonah didn't care that with repentance comes, with true repentance, that comes forgiveness. Anyone is forgiven. Not just Jonah, but anyone. Anyone and everyone. Now, God never really needs to explain Himself to anyone, but He does. Our God listens, He's patient, He teaches, He loves us no matter what, and He forgives when He wants, because He alone knows our hearts. Our God is always patient and willing to explain if we would only listen. So here's kind of the short version, I'll try really hard, of the whole Jonah story, because to me it's fascinating. Basically, Jonah was being sent to Nineveh by God because God wanted the prophet Jonah to be sent there to teach repentance or to preach repentance so that they would return to God. But Jonah didn't want to go. So he actually took a boat to Tarshish so he could run away and escape God. That's not going to happen. Then came the storm. And the boat was in real trouble. It was crashing around and ready to be, you know, drowned in the ocean. And they were afraid. But finally, Jonah was honest. And he told them that it was probably his fault that they were having such a bad time because of what he did. So he told them, "Throw me overboard, and all would be well." And it actually was. So they did throw Jonah into the sea, and the storm ceased. Wow, that converted those sailors right away. So what happened next? Jonah ended up in the belly of a fish for 3 days. Does that sound familiar? 3 days. But then Jonah was graciously saved by God, and Jonah finally went to Nineveh, kind of kicking and screaming the whole way. What was really amazing is that they listened to him. He was a prophet, and they listened to him, and they did repent, and that made him really angry. Think about it. How often does a prophet get angry when the people do listen and repent? Crazy. But that's exactly what happened, and that's exactly what Jonah did. He got so angry, it says, he wanted to die. God listened patiently to Jonah's rant and asked him, "Is it right for you to be angry?" God wanted Jonah to sit back and think a little bit, to calm down. Because after all, Jonah had been forgiven. But Jonah was resentful and envious about God forgiving the Ninevites. So Jonah took his proverbial marbles and left the city. And he went up on the hilltop, sat down, and waited to see what would happen to the city, as if God was going to really punish the Ninevites because Jonah was having a temper tantrum. So Jonah made a booth that's like a small shelter or a lean-to. And although Jonah was really not cooperating, or maybe because Jonah wasn't cooperating, God decided to make Jonah a bush. And Jonah, and I love this phrase, Jonah, it says it in the Bible, Jonah was happy with the bush. The bush gave Jonah comfort. It cooled him off. It provided him some shade. But then God made a worm, and the worm attacked the bush. So the bush withered and died. And the next day, oh my goodness, it was hot. It was a scorcher. And again, Jonathan was angry and complained, and he wanted to die. He wasn't getting his way. So God asked him one more time. He said, "Is it right for you to be angry about the bush?" Jonah was brave, very honest, and that God loved that about him. And Jonah answered, "Yes, angry enough to die." Jonah really loved God, and God really loved Jonah. God may have thought to himself, maybe Jonah needs to just stay off of the caffeine, no more coffee for Jonah, because he was so, so angry. God doesn't give up. God doesn't leave us when we're having temper tantrums or arguing. God doesn't walk off. He doesn't say, "Oh, forget it, I'm out of here, I give up, I just don't want to deal with you." No. Our God is faithful, whether we are faithful or not. God truly loves us. He cares, he is faithful, he is patient, he's forgiving, and totally present with us always, even when we don't think so. So next, God decides to have Jonah think a little bit more, or God is hoping that Jonah might think things out. He wanted him to pay attention. So God says to Jonah, "So you're concerned about the bush, which you did not labor or grow. It came into being in one night, and it perished in one night. And you think that I should not be concerned about Nineveh, a great city?" And not good or wonderful, but huge. It was a huge city. More than 120,000 people, and I love this, who don't know their right. that God feels, that he felt they needed a lot of help. And then God even mentions the animals. There are many animals. Shouldn't I be concerned about that? All of God's creation, he has made them all in Nineveh and the world. They belong to him, the animals, the earth, all of us, all the people, all the Ninevites. And although the Ninevites were wicked and very selfish, God could see into their souls, and he knew they had potential, just like Jonah, just like us. So after hearing Jonah's words, the Ninevites had a choice. They could remain wicked or change. And what did they choose? They chose to change. They repented. They changed their way. They asked for God's forgiveness. And even though Jonah has some issues himself, think about it. Quirky as he was, he helped many people back to God. The sailors in the boats were converted, and the Ninevites. God uses absolutely anybody. So what does God want from us? Maybe repentance. For us to be willing to accept God's forgiveness for ourselves, and the willingness for us to forgive others and not to begrudge others God's forgiveness. We are to love all of God's creation, all the Jonahs, all the Ninevites, and the rest of us. So our challenge is, what do we want? Really, what do we want? Are we willing to put God first, really? Or will we remain the same old, same old? Are we willing to grow, to change some of our ways, to follow God, to care about his creation, all the people we meet, care about the people enough to want to share God with them, to those who need him? Are we willing to grow more for God? Jonah, truly, as I said before, he really knew the Lord. He knew God, and he loved him. In Jonah's book, in chapter 2, verse 9, he says, deliverance belongs to the Lord. Jonah knew it. He knew he was wrong. That's probably why he got so angry. He just needed to grow up just a little bit more, to grow closer to God. And I think maybe, don't we all? Amen.